Nashville would be one of Halleck's key targets. Nashville, the most important city in Tennessee at that point in Tennessee's history. A rail center, a manufacturing center, a supply center, Nashville would be a key target. It sat on the Cumberland River, and success against Fort Donelson likely would yield success against the city of Nashville. If he captured Nashville, reasoned Halleck, with a major Union force positioned in Middle Tennessee, well to the south of the Confederates at Bowling Green and at Columbus, Johnston would have to abandon those forward positions, he thought, and bring his whole force deep into Tennessee. So that's Halleck's overall plan. Just before he got the major part of his plan going, Buell sent a small force under an officer named George H. Thomas. We'll see a lot more about Thomas later in the war. He was a Virginian who stayed loyal to the Union and would become really one of the four great Union war heroes. He would come after Grant and Sherman and Philip Sheridan, I think, in the Northern Pantheon. Those three would be at the top. George Thomas would be next. At this stage of the war, Thomas is serving under Don Carlos Buell. And on January 19, 1862, Thomas defeated Felix Zollicoffer's small southern force. Old Senator Crittenden's son, George B. Crittenden, was also involved in this battle, but defeated this southern force at the Battle of Mill Springs, or Logan's Crossroads, a position on the Cumberland River. This defeat compelled the Confederates to withdraw from eastern Kentucky and marked the first crack in Albert Sidney Johnston's western line. It also gave the South an early war hero because General Zollicoffer was killed in the battle. There are a number of engravings from the time, heroic engravings depicting Felix Zollicoffer in this battle. In fact, it wasn't a very gallant end for him. He was riding around on the battlefield in an old white rubber raincoat. He got ahead of his troops in a difficult position. He was very nearsighted. He mistook a federal officer for a Confederate, and he paid for it with his life. At any rate, this early Union victory is the first sign of trouble for Albert Sidney Johnston's defense of his huge theater. But the significant fighting would come at Fort Henry and at Fort Donelson on the crucial rivers. Halleck selected Ulysses S. Grant as the man who would command this part of the Union advance. We're going to talk more about Grant in our next lecture. But for now, he is going to be the person who executes Halleck's strategy and this part of the war. This is what Halleck's strategy called for. He was to clean up Missouri, remember, and make it safe for the Union. That's where most of his troops were. But then he was to begin the movement into the Confederacy, either along the Mississippi River or along one of the other two key rivers. So he kept most of his strength in Missouri, and he did a very good job of sort of mopping up there. But he selected Grant and gave him a small force, about 15,000 men, and gave Grant instructions to begin a movement up the Tennessee River toward Fort Henry. That's going to be the first major action in this theater. Grant began his march at the very end of January, on January 30th, with his 15,000 troops and orders to take Fort Henry and then march southward and break the railroad that ran from Memphis to Bowling Green. It was called the Memphis and Ohio. Once you accomplish that, said Halleck, turn your attention to Fort Donelson. So there are three targets for Grant here. He's to move rapidly against Henry, reduce it, break the railroad, and then shift his attention eastward to Fort Donelson on the Cumberland River. And that is exactly what Grant would do. He used the Tennessee River as his route, of course. He had a flotilla of gunboats that accompanied him. So this is a combined operation of Union naval and military strength. The man in charge of the little flotilla was Flag Officer Andrew Foote. The Federal Navy, in fact, is going to be the key component of the approach against Fort Henry. The gunboats come along the river.